Hey, Granny, Devin, I believe that's our ring.
I know this Lum, I believe you're right.
Now, see. Hello, jot him down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, last night, Squire Skimp planned to meet Lum and Abner for a twofold purpose. One, to get the baby and send him to the lawyer, Mr. Blair. And two, to get the old fellows to sign the papers which would give Squire ownership of the store. While waiting for Squire, they had a visitor, a Mr. Finley, who said he was the baby's father and had come to get him. Well, they doubted this story and believed it to be a scheme of Mrs. Logan to get hold of the baby. Abner climaxed things by knocking the stranger out with a baseball bat. Well, when the squire arrived, he became very alarmed and hustled the stranger out of town to prevent Lum and Abner from getting into further trouble. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner and Grandpappy Spears in the library section of the Jot 'em Down store playing checkers. Listen.
Yeah, go ahead, Abner. It's your move.
I know it. I'm just studying here.
So you caught this feller single-handed, huh?
Oh, yeah, nothing to it. I just outwitted him, that's what I done. Just a little too smart for him.
He was.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he must have been awfully ignorant, I'll say that for him.
Oh, no, he wasn't ignorant. Fact is, he was awful smart. I was just a little smarter. And stronger, too. Got him with my bare hands.
Bare hands, huh?
Oh, yeah. And a baseball bat. I never used a bat much, though, just a... Enough to knock him unconscientious about all.
Oh, well, I could have did it with a baseball bat myself. That ain't nothing.
Watch this here,
Sonny. Go ahead and move.
Oh, yeah, let's see here. I had a good one all studied up here and you interrupted.
Did you say the fella claimed the baby belonged to him?
Well, that's what he claimed, but I could tell right away he weren't telling the truth. Special when he said his name was Finley. See, we already know the baby's papa's name was Guthrie. Know that from some report that Squire got from a researching bureau.
Huh? You'd think the fella would have studied up a better story in that, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Special when he's dealing with somebody as smart as me.
Well, what about this watch you said you found? The one with the same coat of arms that was in the baby's locket. Don't that prove nothing?
Well, no. Lum said that the fella more likely is just going to use that to make us think he was a baby's papa. He must have got it from Miss Logan and she must have stole it somewhere. Oh, here. Doggy, there's a move I was trying to think of, right?
That's just where I want you to move. Just exactly where I want you to move. Wait a minute. No, it ain't you.
I didn't think so.
Yeah, I'll make you pay for that.
He's
ready here. Now, what about the baby? Did Squire take him to the county seat last night?
Oh, no, he's too busy getting that fella out of town. He said if I hurt him awful bad, well, it'd get me and Lum in trouble.
Oh, yeah, see. Well, did you sign the store order, Squire, like you said you was going
to
do?
Well, not yet. Squire's come over this morning to have us do that. Hurry up and move, Grandpa.
Don't rush me. I'm studying.
You know, a curious thing about Squire, last night he was all ready for us to sign them papers, and then this Finley feller finally woke up and started talking, and right away Squire got excited and got him out of the store quick as he could. Forgot all about the papers and everything.
There's my move, Abner. Try and get out of that.
No, I ain't worried about that. Can't wait a minute here. Now, how did you get a man way down there? Did you cheat again?
Of course I never cheated. Don't you accuse me of cheating, Abner Peabody.
I'll bring a baseball bat. Mama's here. Make us stop playing.
Mama? Yeah. Is he here?
Yeah, he's back there in the feed room checking over the stock. Wants to see exactly what we got in the store when we turn it over to Squire.
Well, just the same, Abner. You can't accuse me of cheating.
All right. Just be quiet. I won't. Still don't see how you move way down there next to my king without me.
Wonderful world.
Oh, well, howdy, Cedric. Come on in.
You got any junk?
Junk? What kind of junk?
Oh, every kind of junk.
Huh?
Ash cans and electric arms and copper kettles and bathtubs and gunny sacks and rubber and everything else. Give them at most just about anything they can get.
Oh, no, I don't believe we got any, Cedric. Go ahead, Grandpa, move. All right, wait a minute. I guess it's my move, isn't it?
Well, are you sure you ain't got no junk? This is the importance of these.
Don't bother us now, Cedric. We're busy.
Yeah, go away, Cedric. I gathered up a bunch of junk out in the barn one day, but nobody ever come and got it, so I figured it ain't needed so bad.
No, of course not.
Just a minute, you fellers. I heard that.
Huh?
I heard what you and Grandpap were saying just now, and you ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
Ashamed of ourselves?
Fact is, you ought to be arrested, because you two are sitting there acting like you wanted us to lose this war.
Why, no, we don't want to lose a war.
I know you don't. But we're going to if fellas don't change their altitude right quick.
Huh?
It's high time you and a lot of other folks waked up and started realizing just how serious this whole thing is. Grandpap, you said you'd got some junk together, but nobody come and got it.
Yes, and that's the truth, too.
Well, just getting it together ain't going to do no good. You got to see that that junk gets to a junk man or to some collection agency or someplace like that. Call them up, or better still, take it there yourself. Now, Grannies, it's your duty to do that.
Yes, Ma, that's just what I was going to say myself, I think.
Well, here, old llama, I hear the government don't actually need this scrap iron and stuff. Somebody's just doing this to make some money.
Listen, Abner, them stories are just something our enemy agency started. And every time you believe something like that, you're helping the enemy.
Oh?
There's an awful big shortage of raw materials right now, and don't let nobody tell you they ain't.
Well, if they actually need the stuff...
Actually, why... according to an article I read not long ago, our war plants is facing a big crisis right now.
Yeah.
The only way they can get enough materials to keep running is to salvage scrap iron and copper and lead and rags and everything else they need. So, Grandpa, you get out here and help Cedric collect everything you can. Me and Abner will round up everything we got around here.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. Yes, sir. Come on.
Now, wait a minute, Mom. I can't go now. We're right in the middle of a checker game. Grandpap, this ain't no time for playing checkers. Not when our soldiers, some of our own Pine Ridge boys, are in Europe and Australia and the Aleutian Islands and in the Solomon Islands giving their lives. Now, do as I say, Grandpap, or we're going to lose this war. And if we do, it won't be the fault of our soldiers and them sailors and them boys from home. It'll be the fault of fellas like you. There's very little us folks back home here can do. But when they do call on us, we ought to be ready and glad to do our part.
Yeah, that's the truth, Mama. Yeah, get up on that, man. Get up and get started right now.
Well, come on, Cedric. Let's get started.
Yes, Mom, I'm ready. Oh, say, if any of you fellas saw Mr. Squire?
Squire? What do you want him for, Cedric?
Oh, I seen a lot of old iron in his backyard, and I'd just like to get it, that's all.
Oh, well, we'll see him for you. We'll tell him to get it, Cedric.
What's about?
Yeah.
Say, who's that feller staying over at Mr. Squire's house now?
Staying over there?
Yes, Mom. His out-of-town car locked up in the barn, and I seen a feller in the back bedroom. He had an ice bag or something on his head.
On his head?
Wait a minute. Did this feller have black hair and a little mustache, Cedric?
Oh, yes, Mom, I believe he did.
My dog is on that must be.
Yeah,
that.
I know. Well, Cedric, you and Grandpap run along now and get all that crap stuff you can.
Yes, Mom, we sure will. Come on, Mr. Grandpap.
I'm coming. So long, Abner.
Yes, yeah, so long, Grandpap. We'll finish that game some other time. My dog is on that must be that Finley fellas over there.
Yeah, it must be. I didn't want to discuss it in front of him, though.
Well, reckon what he's doing at Squire's place. I thought Squire said he was going to get him out of town last night.
Yeah, that's what he said, but according to this, he must be some friend of Squire's.
And Doggy's mom reckons Squire's in with Ms. Logan and them other crooks.
Well, I'd hate to accuse him of that, but I don't know what else to think.
Me neither.
Here's what he might be figuring on doing, Edna. First, he gets us to turn the store over to him, and then he goes in with Ms. Logan with the idea of fixing things so we'll lose the trial, and then we won't be able to pay Squire back, and he'll get to keep the store.
That snake in the weeds. What ought we to do about it, Mom?
I don't know. Maybe we ought to write a letter ourselves to that lawyer, Mr. Blair, and ask him exactly how we stand if we got a chance.
There comes Squire right there.
Oh, well, don't tell him what we know.
Oh, no,
let me
handle it. Yeah, I will.
Well, gentlemen.
Yeah, howdy, Squire.
Have you men recovered from last night's excitement, sir?
Just about.
Well, sir, I had quite a struggle with our young friend last night, but I finally managed to get him out of town.
Oh, you got him out of town?
Oh, yes. I had quite a difficult time keeping him subdued, but my knowledge of jiu-jitsu turned a trick. And at length, I was able to get him to the county seat, where I turned him over to the police.
The police?
Now, don't worry about that, Lum. See, I told them that you men caught him trying to break into the store, which gives you a legitimate reason for injuring him as you did.
I wish I'd have hit him harder now.
Yes, sir, then.
Well, now, if that's out of the way, why, we can take up our other little matter, the papers that you're supposed to sign, Lum. And as soon as you do that, well, I'll pick up the baby and be on my way. Where's the baby now? What's your place, Abner?
Just a second, Squire. I don't believe we'll sign these papers right now.
What's that, Lon? Not going to sign them. Why, Lon, do you realize what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
If you don't turn the store over to me, I can't raise the money to bail those men out of jail, and then...
Yeah, we know all that, Squire, but we're going to take a chance. And another thing, we're going to keep the baby here, too.
Keep the baby? Now, see here, Lon, you don't realize...
No, again, Squire, we've made up our minds, and that's all they are to it.
Well, I'll just have to go back over the place and send BWR about this, see what he can do. But I'm afraid you're letting yourself in for an awful lot of grief, Lon.
Maybe so.
Well, I'll let you know as soon as I get an answer from him.
Yeah, do that. Just a minute, Squire, before you go. Abner, hand him a bottle of that liniment there on the counter.
Here, Squire.
Well, here, what's this for?
Take that home with you, Squire, and rub some of it on Mr. Finley's head. It'll make him feel a heap better, I think.